As you know, we have 11 presidential candidates, and 10 of them are from the opposition against the incumbent, Joseph Kabila. And discussions have been ongoing for a while now, not only to come together to defeat Joseph Kabila, but also to make sure that the elections are free and fair, because we have serious concerns about the way the elections are being organized. There is lack of transparency on behalf of the Electoral Commission. There are a number of key issues, especially to do with voters' registration, the access to the central server. So there are a number of concerns by the opposition, which have not received satisfactory answers from the Electoral Commission. So the first thing we are saying amongst ourselves is to come together first to make sure that we have free and fair elections, because there's no point in getting together for a presidential seat that will not be available because the current government is probably currently planning to cheat. So the first step is that, and there is a lot of progress that has been made in that respect. The second big issue that has been discussed is to see whether it is possible to have a united front behind one candidate to maximize the chances of the opposition to defeat the current president.
So what do you think are the prospects of these talks that are ongoing?
Well, they remain open. The possibility is still there. This is not a very easy task. As you know, we have at the moment three main candidates contesting this seat. You have Joseph Kabila, who is the incumbent. You have Etienne Tshisekedi and Vital Kamerhe. And these are the three key candidates. And so the question now is whether Mr. Kamerhe and Mr. Tshisekedi can come to an agreement and form an alliance. And so one candidate only can go against Joseph Kabila. It is not easy, because if you look at Congolese politics, we have three major axes. We have the East. That is where Mr. Kamerhe comes from. And I have to say here that you have 45% of registered voters from there. Then you have the center with 16%. That's where Etienne Tshisekedi comes from. And the West, which in 2006 was dominated by Jean-Pierre Bemba, which now has 38% of the registered voters. And the voters here tend to behave in what we call a sociological way. That is to say, the people from the East would tend to vote for a candidate from the East. That was the case in 2006, where Joseph Kabila got most of his votes from the East. And Jean-Pierre Bemba, who was the main candidate from the East, won most of the votes from the West. Sorry. So it is a question of whether, if the two candidates get together, can the voters then follow? That's the question. But as I said, discussions are ongoing.
I was told by one of the main actors of the opposition, Mr. Mbuza, who said that he believes that there could be a memorandum of understanding perhaps this week before official campaign begins. Do you think that is possible?
Anything is possible. But as far as my party, the UNC, is concerned, we are not aware of this memorandum of understanding. Tshisekedi is in South Africa. Mbusa is in South Africa. We are in Kinshasa. We haven't had any sort of official contact as far as this memorandum that you mentioned is concerned. But as I said, we are open to discussion. And there are a number of important issues. Whether we come together or not, we must make sure that these elections are free and fair.
Do you think you'll be able to come to an understanding and form an alliance before Election Day?
Election Day is 20th of November. And today we have more than 40 days, about 45 days. Anything can happen. We saw in 2006 and in other elections some candidates pulling out a week or 2 weeks before the vote. So it is possible. But I have to say here that whether united or not, I think that the opposition can still win this vote, because President Kabila and his government have failed to deliver on any of their promises. So whether the opposition is united or not, I don't see where President Joseph Kabila will get the votes that would make him stay in power.
If the talks hold and they decide to form an alliance with only one presidential candidate from the opposition to challenge President Kabila, that gives the Electoral Commission some logistical headache. Don't you think that they might have to print a whole list of presidential ballot that will be used for the election?
Well, I think they have a headache already because of the number of candidates. We have 500 seats in parliament, and we have 18,000 candidates. For the presidential elections, as I said, we only have 11 candidates. Now, at this stage, we understand that they have printed the ballot papers for the presidentials. I think it is a case, if the opposition gets together, of communicating with the voters to let them know that they only have to choose between, say, two candidates, one from the opposition and the incumbent. I don't think that the Electoral Commission will go back and print again should there be an agreement 2 weeks or 3 weeks before the elections. So it's a logistical issue, but I think it will be up to the opposition to communicate widely and very well with the voters so that they don't make mistakes when making their choices.